This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, I'm your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is August 21st, and it's Friday. And we can just get rid of all the pleasantries. Here's the deal. I'm doing half the show, then I got to run. Adam will do the other half. So I have a half a show to go through things. First off, if you do not receive my morning reports, you go to GaryK.com and you click on subscribe. They are free. We have nailed every top in every sector, every country, in every area in this market for you. We have been telling you on this show specifically that we were worried and that little by little, piece by piece, the market was getting in more and more trouble. We gave you specifically levels that if breached, we were worried about some ugly. We use the term dislocations with you. We have used the term distortions. We have used the terms booms and busts because of central bank intervention. And now you really more than ever need to listen up. We do not come onto this show to pat ourselves on the back. We do not come on this show to tell you we're good, bad, and different. We've had our good years, we've had our bad years, we've had our great years. With bad years, yeah, one. What we are here to tell you, and as I have told you, there is nobody who spends the hours studying the characteristics of tops in the market and the characteristics of bear markets. I don't think there's anybody else walking you through and guiding you through the markets on a daily basis, little by little, piece by piece, inch by inch. 13 months ago, the commodities. In between was the disk drives and the gaming and half the retail and half of this and half of that and some of this and some of that. And then we started using the terms narrower and narrower. We went through a whole little thingamabob about, let's say there were 100 stocks in the market and 100% of them are going up. Well, you're in a bull market, but then 10% of them start going down. You're in less of a bull market than 20%. And then boom, 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 and then 50-50 where you get this narrowing of markets. And we walked you through that. And recently we've been telling you, I got news for you. It's 40-60. 40% of the market is holding up. 20% good. 20% just hanging. 60% of the market's in a bear market. That all it's going to take is for the other 20 to 40% to break down and the party is over. We told you the areas that were holding up the best. That was the financials, the biotechs. the glamour growth names. So we watch those areas judiciously. And in March, we told you the transports topped out. In May, we told you the semiconductors topped out. And we had no idea how brutal it would get. When we did the same thing in 07, we never knew that some of these bank stocks would go to zero. We just knew they were in downtrends and bear markets. So fast forward the last couple of weeks. Our language was simple. Here's where the leaders are still acting well. More than 60% of the market's in bad shape. And 2040 S&P. That if it got taken out, look out. And the reason I can use the word dislocations and look out is because for years we have been telling you we thought the ultimate outcome could be some real ick because of central bank intervention. You know, forcing asset prices up, creating more and more greed. Now, I don't know what happens from here. By the way, the Dow was down 530. We don't need any music on the market wrap. What we do know yesterday, I was not doing the show yesterday because I was at an airport. And by the way, I sat at an airport for 6 to 7 hours and then got canceled. And so I did not fly to New York City. I stayed in Orlando today. So little by little, piece by piece, inch by inch. And the worry has been dislocations. And I got news for you. I don't know what happens from here. It's going to be very random. We can open up 500 on Monday. We can crash. Janet Yellen can announce a round of quantitative easing and rally up some. What we do know, and the verbiage I have used for you, the last few months are classically characteristics of bull market tops reverting into bear markets. And the worry was, and as we stated, there is too much margin, too much leverage, the largest margin in history, too much froth, a freaking 200 biotech companies with zero sales trading with market caps from $500 million up to a $10 billion, and a couple of them actually bought out? Holy heck. So all these things were going on, and we don't know when. We specifically told you we don't know when the storm's going to hit. We just know it was showing up. And then yesterday happened. So I had Adam read to you a letter that I put together for the radio show. And you know what was in that. It was the oy vey moment for the market. And that led to today. So very quickly, Dow down 530, S&P down 64, NASDAQ down 171, NASDAQ 100 down 187, Russell 2000 actually held up better. No great shakes, down 16. The SOX down 3%. Transports down 220. Bonds are up. And, of course, Europe and Asia and every other market getting slugged. By the way, new highs, new lows. We told you about that. That we were at near highs in the NASDAQ 100, yet there was 100 new highs in the market, but 300 new lows. Classic. So at the close today, we have 8 new highs and 926 new lows. We have broken every area of support on a short, intermediate, and probably a longer-term basis. And I just noticed today, and I don't watch others. I don't listen to others. I don't want to change my thoughts. But when this type of stuff happens, we know what's usually said. Don't worry, everything's okay. It'll come back. It's an opportunity. If you miss, you know all that stuff. I was on Fox this morning. I was berated by a guy. Some guy made fun of me, called me Chicken Little. Because he's so bullish and I'm nuts. Well, he didn't spend the tens of thousands of hours that we have on the characteristics of this. So very simply, now the major indices finally caught up with the rest of the market. And the rest of the market doesn't get better, it keeps getting worse. And the things that held up the most, since they get so crowded and overowned because that's where all the money's flowing into, they come down and get hit hard. And that's the story. And all we need to figure out now is it going to get really bad? And are we going to crash? And you know I'm not here to scare you, but with these central banks and what they have done, and knowing they caused one in the housing market, knowing what happened in 2003, it's in the file manager. We'll see. Nevertheless, my tactics were simple. Our ETF accounts have been in cash for a while. 100%. Why? Because we bought, it failed. We bought, it failed, and we got tired of it. And then all of a sudden things started narrowing and deteriorating, and we had no choice. By rule. We missed this move. Our other accounts, we came into this week 30% in the strongest stocks in the market. Knowing if they got those, it would tell us everything about the market. We're not 30% anymore. As what they did is they came and smoked the darlings. You know which ones? The darlings. And fortunately, we got out in mostly the nick of time. But we were in major league cash coming into this week on this and everything we have seen. And our tactics now, instead of listening to the people, start averaging in. Don't worry, it's okay. We're going to relax. So up next, got a few more thoughts, and then I'm sorry, I do have to run. Adam will take over. I thank you for being here. Much obliged. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents all season long.
Limit 30 per customer in store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Notebook price in store only ends 9/12/15.
There are two types of hot water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai tankless water heaters work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers Homes. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. The Market Wrap would have been brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, who, by the way, has not been in the market. He is one of the great market timers. There is no gray areas with this man. You're either in or out of the market. It's proprietary indicators. Check it out. Check it out. Investment-models.com. So let me repeat a couple of things. I have absolutely no idea how this plays out. Once you get very stretched and extended away to the downside, the action becomes much more random. Where the Dow dropped 1,000 points this week. I didn't even realize that. You can rally up 300, down 4, up 2. But I need to tell you, and this is not to make fun, but it's stating a fact based on the study of bull and bear markets. In bear markets, what you get from Wall Street is several things. Number one, it's a fully invested vehicle, meaning they will never sell come heck or high water. Everything's always going to be okay. Don't worry, it'll come back. And terrific if it comes back. Next, you will hear cheap, opportunity, dirt cheap, gotta buy. You'll hear the word bottom more times. I'm not going to say the joke. But you'll hear that word zillions of times. I am not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to tell you how we feel and what we have done. Not knowing what's happening next. Here is what we do know. The market has been topping out for 13 months, not for 3 days. The commodities topped out 13 months ago and have gone into a brutal bear market. Other areas of the market topped out over the last year that are less important. But then the transports topped out back in February and March, an important area. The semiconductors topped out in June. You know how much we've been telling you how important the semiconductors are. And then we left you with, we better start watching the biotechs and the financials and the glamour growth, because as I do my screens, and we screen 2,500 stocks just about every night and 200 sectors, that's what was holding up. Well, yesterday, biotechs broke support. Uh-oh. And financials broke some support. And today, financials got cheesed. And biotechs got a little more cheese today. So the market has lost all the... Oh, I forgot to mention Apple. Apple was lost to this market on its earnings report. Apple's important. Disney, which I owned, going into earnings and up very nicely. Gap down on earnings. That's not a sign of a bull market. That's a sign of potential trouble. Disney gapped down at 109. It's 98 already. So all these characteristics show up over time. But you hold the great leaders, just keeping your fingers crossed. They got the great leaders starting yesterday and definitively today. Today was a cavalcade of gross on leading stocks in the market. And again, let me repeat how it works. At the end of the cycle, as the market gets narrower and narrower, all that money gets flown into a select group of areas. Typically, mega cap, larger cap, because they're more liquid, and the ones that are holding up best tend to feed on themselves until they're done. And that's what happened today. So we'll see. I worry about too much margin and leverage, and I worry about the boom and bust cycles, the stupid moronic central banks around the globe, starting with Ben Bernanke, has gotten us into. Now, let me be clear. I am not putting down Janet Yellen. She's actually taking us off the printing of money. So do I have any predictions here? Well, here's one. There is a... No, I'm not going to say it. Ooh, I'm being very good today about joking. There is no chance, no chance that the central bank is going to raise rates in September, October, November, December, January, February. No chance. Zero. Because as I have told you, they've watched markets more than they've watched the economy. Why? Because they believe a rising asset price thingamabob is helping the economy. Great. Not knowing they create bubbles. The next prediction after that is more of a, I would not be surprised if, and that is, I would not be surprised if you start to see and hear rumblings out of some Fed heads in Washington about potentially, oops, look what's going on, global growth, China, the markets, oy vey. We may need another round of quantitative easing, printing of money, and the reason they would do this is because every time they have done it, the markets turned tail and went back up. Last October, markets were getting screwed, and then Europe and Japan announced printing of money, and they turned back up. Of course, that was part of the topping out process. So don't be surprised if you see that, and frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if Yellen does a round of printed money based on all this. But then the next worry is, are we going to get to the point ever where the market shoots that certain finger up in the air at the central banks at more printed money, knowing they're actually in desperate straits? We'll see. And we'll see whether we get serious price discovery in the markets. And another thought, last but not least, is those biotechs with no sales. I would ask each and every one of you to check out what they own in their portfolios. And if you own any biotechs with no sales, they will take a machete, an axe, a shotgun, a bow and arrow, and whatever else to those stocks. As greed turns into fear in a matter of moments. That's how it works in the study of bull and bear markets. We will have a Major League report on all this this weekend. It'll be posted at GaryK.com. Also at GaryK.com, you can subscribe and get it in your email. Also at GaryK.com is the money management post. If you'd like us to talk to you about what we are doing, press it, fill it out. We will get back to you. Up next, you get the quieter guy, Adam. Thanks for being here. I'm gone. It's the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Joan Lendon. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Adam Sarhan. In case you're just joining us, Gary was on with the first half of the show. He spoke about the big sell-off we saw on Wall Street. He went through in depth what we've been telling you on the show for months and how one by one, more and more areas of the market have been slowly breaking down. The very important message from this week is that something has definitively changed. The tenure of the market has changed. Defense, as we've mentioned, is now front and center and becomes a lot more important than offense. Because when you see the major indices break the way they broke this week and the selling that you saw, the vehemence of the selling, you see big institutions in there selling stock, that's not Aunt Mary and Uncle Bob. Those are the big boys in there with a day like today when the Dow's down 530 points selling stock and doing so aggressively. When they break below important areas of support, that also shows you that the big institutions clearly are selling stock and they're not buying it. Now, for the past 6-7 months, as Gary's mentioned, the market's been moving sideways after a multi-year rally. That's a big topping process, notwithstanding more action from the globe, you know, from the Fed or other central banks. What we're seeing now is a classic case of the market after a very big run, move sideways for 6-7 months, and then begin to roll over. And that's exactly what's happened this week. That's the big message we want to drive home. And it didn't just happen overnight. It's been happening for months. What you do with it, it's 500% up to you. Our job is to interpret what we see happening, explain to you what's happening, and help you make intelligent decisions each and every day on Wall Street and help you stay one step, if not two steps, ahead of the game. Now, on to the movers of the day. And as you can guess, most of the movers were on the downside today. The movers of the day is brought to you by Advantage Gold, protection, liquidity, diversification. Click on the link on GaryK.com and get your free gold investment guide. On the downside, Berkshire Hathaway was a big loser. That's Warren Buffett stock. Just to give you let me stop for a second right there, because Berkshire Hathaway, there's two classes of stock. There's BRKA, and then that's the A class, and then there's BRKB, which is a B class. The BRKA stock trades for $202,000 a share. So that was down about 2.5% today, and that, since its high a few months ago, is down about 11%. We have Priceline.com, PCLN, down $40 to $12.16, and that literally closed just above its 50-day moving average. As you go through, and as we mentioned on the show yesterday, and Gary's mentioned several times over the last few weeks, when you own a leading stock, and that stock pulls back into the 50-day moving average, and once again, the 50-day moving average is just price. It's the closing price over the last 50 days. And then they draw it on a line, it smooths out the action for you. That typically tends to be an area where big institutions show up and defend the stock. So when you see your stock, which is in an uptrend, if you own leadership and own leading stocks, every time it pulls back into the 50, typically that area is defended. And then the stock bounces off of there, it offers a secondary buy point for the ones that are more advanced. And then the stock continues to rally, gets a little bit ahead of itself, pulls back, takes a breather, pulls right into the 50 again, bounces, and it continues that while it's in an uptrend in a healthy environment. The second it breaks below the 50 and does it on very heavy volume, that shows you that something has changed. So as we mentioned yesterday on the show, and again today, keep in mind, if you own a stock that's in an uptrend and it's a leading stock and it's acting well, you know, a lot of questions that come in, and by the way, feel free to ask any question on GaryK.com. We'll be happy to answer it on the show, is when do I get out of a winning stock? And the answer is you get out when you start seeing the tenure of the stock change. When you see the stock that has respected the 50 on the way up, it's in a strong uptrend, you have new highs, followed higher highs followed by higher lows, and it pulls into the 50, it bounces. All of a sudden, it doesn't pull into the 50, it breaks the 50. And it does it on heavy volume. That shows you something's changed. And it's up for review, for lack of a better way of wording it. It's on you to say, okay, let me go ahead and take a look. Is it time to sell and either protect myself on the upside or the downside? Because nobody knows how far a stock is going to fall, but you do know when something is changing. It's going from healthy to unhealthy. Now that's Priceline. It's closed just above its 50-day moving average, which is, for those of you that want to know exactly the number, we've got 1210 and it closed at 1216. So definitely keep that in mind going forward. We've got AutoZone down $37 to 700 and change. That stock is still above its 50. Watch for that to pull into the 50 and see how that acts. So far, that stock's been acting very well, and it continues to be a leader in this market. But in a bearish environment, or when the tide changes, they come after everybody. And as Gary's mentioned on the show, you say leading stocks, he calls them the glamour names. You can see Google, Amazon, Priceline up until recently. These are glamour stocks acting well, but all of a sudden, one by one, they get taken out. The biotechs were acting very well up until just recently. So when the tide shifts and you start seeing aggressive selling show up, like what we're seeing the last week or so, especially the last 48 hours, it's very important to take action because nobody knows how far down it's going to go. All you know is that right now things aren't acting well. And like Gary mentioned, it's very random. So instead of getting caught with a severe decline, which is a possibility and it's probable, it's always good to take action early and get out of the way. Keep those losses as small as possible. Google is down 34 points to 612. It also closed above its 50-day moving average, but here with Google, it's important to note that today's decline is beginning to close the gap, the earnings gap we saw back in July. And then you had a little bit of a pullback, you move sideways, and now it's filling that gap. So be something definitely to be noticed with Google. Pay attention to the next area of support would be somewhere in the 591 area, and we close at 612. That's Google. Here's another stock that's just been very, very strong, but it's a thinner traded stock. LendingTree, ticker symbol is TREE, T-R-E-E. Stock was down just about 23 points today to 110.88. It's a thinner stock, but had the biggest decline in many, many, many months. And this stock has been on a tear. It erased the last month or so of gains in one day. And again, that shows you that big institutions are selling, not buying. And it shows you how quickly stocks can fall when the sellers take control, which is the case right now. There's an old expression on Wall Street which says the market takes the stairs up and the elevator down, which means it goes up slowly, but once they start selling, it goes down, and it goes down real quickly. So always be very, very mindful of that with any of the stocks that you own, because when fear sets in, it gets ugly, and it gets ugly real fast. Next stock, Amazon.com, AMZN. Stock was down $21.31 to $494.47. Stock is still above its 50-day moving average, but it's on track to close that big earnings breakaway gap back in July. So the tide, again, is shifting. Something to note also, especially if that 50-day moving average in Amazon breaks, which currently resides right around the 480 level. We've got Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. This stock broke below its 50-day moving average today and did so on heavy volume. Stock was down 19 points to 527.18, and it was the first time that Regeneron Pharmaceuticals broke its 50-day moving average going back to February of this year. Again, something to note, when you have a big leading stock like Regeneron break its 50 and do so in heavy volume, it tells you that something has changed, number one. Number two, up for review for sure. And three, when you see other stocks in the group also getting hit and getting hit hard, that tells you defense is paramount, for lack of a better word. It's very important to respect what's happening right now and filter out all the noise. Gary mentioned on the show as well what they're telling you. The stock's getting cheaper. You've heard it all. Buy more, average down, all that stuff. Filter it out and just pay attention to what's happening right now and respect the price. Because at the end of the day, that's where we make our money or we lose our money based on that one thing and that one thing alone. It's the difference between our entry point and our exit point. Everything else is noise. Chipotle Mexican Grill, CMG. Stock was down $15.14, closed at $7.20.01. On a relative basis, Chipotle has been acting very well, and in the last 2 days it began selling off, but again, it's because of the major indices. But be careful, because there's a big gap or a big distance between where Chipotle closed today and its 50-day moving average. The stock closed at 720, the 50-day moving average is at 678, which is really the next important area of support for Chipotle. Biogen. Biogen is a very interesting story because earlier this year, in March, the stock had gapped up, hit a high of 480, and after some news on some drug, FDA news that they had a new drug and all that fun stuff, immediately the stock began selling off and never looked back. Stock hit a high of 480 in March. Stock closed today at 295.64. And over the last few weeks, they gapped down when they reported numbers about a month ago. And in the last few weeks, moved sideways and now broke support. Up next, we've got a lot more to talk about. I'm Adam. Thank you very much for being here. And this is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Imagine turning on a shower and getting an endless supply of hot water almost immediately.
As soon as this heats up, whoa, hello.
With the smart recirculation technology of the new Rinnai Ultra Series tankless water heaters, Rinnai brings you faster hot water in showers, sinks, and other home appliances.
That was fast.
That was fast.
Rinnai tankless water heaters give you an endless supply of hot water faster, plus big savings on water and gas, which leaves only one question. Why wait any longer? To learn more, visit us at rinnai.us. That's rinnai.us.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents. All season long.
Limit 30 per customer in store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Ends 9/12/15.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobitis is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobitis for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobitis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just 1 day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobitis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobitis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get 2 bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Biz Talk Radio. Listening to.
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Adam Sarhan. In case you're just joining us, we spent the first part of the show talking about the importance of playing strong defense and interpreting what you see happening on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. Over the past 6-7 months, we've said on the show many, many times that the market is getting weaker, not stronger. That's number one. Number two, we highlighted for you important areas of support. 2040 in the S&P. If that level's broken, odds favor a new leg low will follow. And guess what? That was broken yesterday, which we covered on the show. A new leg lower would follow. The Dow was down over 500 points today. And that could just be the beginning of a new leg lower. Anything could happen, obviously. Yellen, the Fed can come out tomorrow, over the weekend, China, government intervention. We can't put anything past anybody. But notwithstanding massive intervention from somebody else, all things being equal, this is a classic sign of a market topping out. We're 6.5 years in this bull market. It's an aging bull market by any normal definition. We haven't had a 10% correction in the S&P for over 3 years. We came close last October, and then other central banks came in and began printing money overseas, which is in Europe and in Japan and other places as well, China with their stimulative measures as well. But what's happening now is something very, very different. In Europe, they're printing money. Europe's stock markets are not going up. That's a very, very big divergence, and a negative divergence at that. Because in the U.S., for the last 6 years, every time the market got in trouble, the Fed came out and did another round of QE or printed more money. And then most recently, in October of 14, our markets were getting hit and getting hit hard because that's exactly when QE ended. All of a sudden, the QE trade evolved and other central banks around the world started printing money, and then our stocks rallied and other stock markets as well. But what's happening now is that other major central banks are printing money to stimulate their markets and their economies as well, but global demand, economic activity across the world, is waning and it's falling big time, even with rates at zero here in the U.S. and other central banks printing gobs of money to stimulate both Wall Street and Main Street. And that's the big problem that central banks now face. What else can they do? You know, Yellen's talking about a rate hike in September and December, whatever the case is. She's put on the perfect hedge, as we discussed before. She said we're data dependent, which means if the data improves, we're going to go ahead and raise rates. But if the data doesn't improve, which is what's happening now, not only are we not going to raise rates, we wouldn't put anything past her or the Fed. We wouldn't be surprised to see them print more money and do another round of QE, which will be QE4. And here in the U.S., the primary driver of this very long now 6.5-year bull market has been easy money from the Fed and other central banks. And over, you know, when the market bottomed in March of 2009, QE1 was in place. When QE1 ended, stocks fell. Oh, they did another round of QE. They printed more money. And then stocks took off during QE2. When QE2 ended, stocks fell. And then, oh, let's do QE3. That didn't really work. And then they doubled up. And then, boom, that took off. And then stocks rallied strong in 13 and 14 until QE3 really ended in October of last year. So now rates are at zero. The Fed's trying to normalize the situation, but they have a dual mandate, which is to help the economy, i.e. jobs, and keep inflation near 2%. Neither one of the Fed's mandates are being met. So the simple question becomes is why would they possibly want to raise rates? So once you factor that out of the equation, you take the Fed out, you take other central banks out, you have a situation now where the law of diminishing returns kicks in, and all that easy money, it's not reacting as well with the stock market. That reflation trader, they want to inflate asset prices, as Gary mentioned, it's not working as well. And instead of going up, stocks are now going down. So even as European central banks printing money, their stocks are going down. China's central bank is doing their version of easy money and accommodative policies. Their stocks are tumbling, and they're trying to devalue their currency. Other countries are now devaluing as well, so it's a mess. You see crude oil, a major global commodity that's very dependent on demand, global economic activity. The fact that it's waning or the global demand is falling and falling sharply is a real problem, and that's why these commodity prices are in bear markets and falling very hard. And China legitimately has a big problem because nobody's buying, you know, they're not buying, the world isn't buying their goods. And China's an export-based economy. So where does that leave us with the market? We're 6.5 years in this bull market. The market moved sideways for the last 6-7 months, put in a big topping pattern, and now it broke below the bottom of that range, that year-long trading range. That's typically, if you look at a textbook, how tops form. And it's on the onus is on all of us to react when we see things happening. And we've done a great job. Gary's done an excellent job on the show, one by one, telling you sectors that have been breaking down and fewer sectors and stocks were leading the market. Leadership has narrowed. And then just in the last week or so, the last few leaders were taken out behind the barn. Look at the biotechs. Look at financials. And when you have fewer and fewer areas of the market leading and more areas of the market underperforming and not acting well, eventually you roll over. And that's exactly what we saw this week. So the big message this week is defense is king. It's really important to understand what's happening and react when the facts change. There's nothing wrong with changing your mind when the facts change. In fact, that's actually a good thing. And remember, one of the key messages that Gary drives home is you always want to keep your losses small, because simple mathematics can tell you if you're down 10%, you need an 11% gain to get back to even. If you're down 25%, you need a 33% gain just to get back to even. If you're down 50%, you need a 100% gain just to get back to even. And how many times you see a stock go up 100%, let alone after it falls 50%? So you have to be very, very mindful when you're investing and you're trading stocks and you're looking at a changing environment. For the last 6-7 months, the uptrend stopped. It moved sideways. And now this could be the beginning of a new downtrend. But as Gary mentioned, it's very random in here. We need to see more evidence. We need to see more things happen. But again, the big message is defense is king. Have a great weekend. This is the one and only Investor's Edge. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.